Good morning. Heavy rain has been falling all night long across parts of interior New York and New England. Flood watch is out and some flood advisories will carry us through the early to mid-morning period with more heavy rain through the morning in New England. As we get deeper into the day, though, low pressure will track through the region and a cold front will slide by from north to south. And this will bring an end to the steady and heavy precipitation, but for the rest of the afternoon, it'll be cloudy and breezy with scattered showers. Temperatures are on the mild side south of the front in the 60s and 70s. However, north of roughly I-90, readings have cooled into the 50s already, and most of the region will see temperatures fall off during the day as the storm system moves through and off to the east. So 60s will become 50s and 40s, and those of us in the 70s to the south will be in the 60s by the end of the day. Overnight tonight, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler, with temperatures back into the 40s for overnight lows. That front's not going to go far. In fact, it'll hang out along the eastern seaboard tomorrow. As a result, we'll continue to see mostly cloudy skies and a chilly northwest breeze, keeping temperatures in the 50s to around 60. That front will back toward us on Friday, keeping the skies mostly cloudy, and temperatures will remain in the 50s for highs with that northwesterly breeze. And we do run the risk at some moisture backing in from the coast as well, producing showers, especially in New England on Friday afternoon. At this point, we'll turn our attention toward the coast, where Joaquin is expected to be a hurricane over the weekend. The exact track of Joaquin as it moves parallel to the East Coast a couple hundred miles offshore will determine what we get here in the Northeast. There is the potential for some showers associated with the outer parts of the system on Saturday and Sunday, but right now it looks like the system will not approach, even if it does, until early next week. So the risk is out there for some very heavy rain and strong winds with the tropical system if it makes a close enough approach. We'll be tracking Joaquin for the rest of the week and into the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Joaquin, located currently at about 240 miles east-northeast of the central Bahamas. Joaquin is moving toward the west-southwest near 6 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue through tonight. A turn toward the west and a decrease in forward speed are forecast tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Joaquin is expected to move near or over portions of the central Bahamas tonight and tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 70 miles per hour with higher gusts. Strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Joaquin is forecast to become a hurricane today. An Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft is en route to investigate Joaquin this morning. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at St. Martin in the Netherlands Antilles at 3:23 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Lahore Airport in Pakistan at 6:55 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with moderate rain and fog, 50 degrees with a west wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 14 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 4 miles visibility and moderate rain, 58 degrees, the dew point 55, 90% relative humidity, a north wind at 18 gusting to 25 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.79 inches and falling rapidly. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 22 at Olney, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm in the mid-70s. Boston, rain, heavy at times in the mid-70s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with showers and highs near 60 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 68. The average temperature, 74, that's 18 degrees above normal. 1.11 inches of rain yesterday in Albany. For the month now, 4.15 inches. That's 97 hundredths above average. And 27.29 inches of rain since the 1st of January, which is 2.04 inches of rain below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees. The average low, 45. the record high 88 set in 1905 and the record low 28 in 1991. Sunrise this morning was at 6:51 a.m., sunset this evening 6:39 p.m., 11 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Rain, heavy at times this morning, tapering off to scattered showers this afternoon. Breezy, with temperatures falling into the 50s and 40s. Showers ending, then mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, rain, heavy at times this morning and possibly a thunderstorm, tapering off to scattered showers this afternoon. Breezy, with temperatures in the 70s falling into the 60s. Showers ending, then mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, rain, heavy at times this morning, tapering off to scattered showers this afternoon. Breezy, with temperatures falling through the 50s. Showers ending, then mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, rain, heavy at times this morning, and possibly a thunderstorm, tapering off to scattered showers this afternoon. Breezy, with temperatures in the 70s falling into the 60s. Showers ending, then mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Rain, heavy at times this morning, possibly a thunderstorm, tapering off the scattered showers this afternoon. Breezy, with temperatures in the 60s falling into the 50s. Showers ending, then mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool near 60. Mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers late in the day Friday. Breezy and cool in the mid-50s. Chances for showers on Saturday and Sunday in the upper 50s and lower 60s. 60s on Monday and Tuesday with the chance of rain depending on the tropical system. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.